Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, still running the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Bill Brandt, also celebrating his 20th anniversary with us. Bill is the president of DSI, Inc., Development Specialist, Inc., DSI.biz. Bill, thank you again for all the things that you do for your global leadership. I know you're helping companies all over the world and governments sort through some of this mess. I know you're part of the solution, and I appreciate your leadership.
Well, thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here. It's been a pleasure for the last two decades. I look forward to the next two.
Let's do two more. What do you think?
I think so. Let's play two, as Ernie Banks would say.
There you go. I like that, yeah. So I may be one of the few people listening who actually remembers watching Ernie Banks play.
That's unfortunately true. In person.
So, okay, Bill, I'm calling it World War III. Maybe I may not be the first person to ever call it that, but I've been calling it that. I believe that we're all up in the middle of World War III, which is not an arms war. I don't think arms are – I think arms are kind of a canard right now, kind of a just some saber-rattling. I think World War III is all about the digits, all about the ones and the zeros, and it's all about the cyber situation, cyber war, and not even so much trade, although trade is part of that. And I fear that, you know, that China is winning the cyber war, and we're losing. What do you think?
I would agree. It's simply put, we are. I mean, when we focused a significant portion of our budget, probably close to 2 or 3% in the 1960s, on going to the moon, you saw the scientific explosion that happened as a result of that. We haven't done anything like that in a while.
Why not?
Because I think they lack the short sight, they lack the long vision to do it. We have things like DARPA and the rest of it in the Pentagon where they're doing some interesting stuff, but it's not cohesively done under one agency driving towards a mission.
And it's also not transferable. It's not, what's the word I want to use? Technology transfer. There's not much of that like the Apollo story. I mean, we got Tang, for goodness sake, from NASA.
And computers and calculators. I think the problem is that because of the nature of the military work, it's not transferable largely because it's often held in secret and, you know, it's national security. For the moonshot, it was pretty much all out there. And they had to rely on a lot of commercial businesses to come up with innovations to support the effort.
I don't
agree with you, however, that it's not. It's going to be just digital. We are entering very perilous times in the South China Sea, as well as we are entering very perilous times with respect to whatever our commitments are. They are purposely loose, but whatever our commitments are to Taiwan, it is clear that Premier Xi is a crowning glory of his.
Are you worried about a flashpoint that could get out of control?
Oh yeah. Oh
really?
Big time. Those fortified islands in the South China Sea, the Taiwan Straits. Yes, I am worried about a flashpoint.
Could there be a double hit where you have a flashpoint in the Straits of Hormuz with Iran at the same time with China? Could there be something coordinated? Do you think those two would coordinate something?
No, but I think more than the Straits of Hormuz, which blows back on Iran as much as it. I think North Korea. We've kind of taken that one off the front page because, you know, he says he's his best friend. He's nobody's best friend, and so you've got a situation brewing. Just recently, I was talking to some friends. The Russians and the Chinese together in a coordinated effort have been running people into the ATIS, the air defense intercept zones for South Korea, running Russian bombers from Vladivostok and from the south from Dalian and from Qingdao. Not a good thing. And so there's a lot going on in that part of the world. And then right now, South Korea and Japan seem to be at each other's throats.
Is American politics so bad now where it's a football game. I can't let you get a yard of progress or it'll look like you've won something. Has American politics on both sides gotten so bad that we can't lead the world anymore, that we keep cutting each other off at the knees? Is that what's going on right now? What do you think? Is that the scarier part?
There used to be an old phrase that politics stopped at the water's edge and we led the world. That phrase seems to have gone to vanish at this point, and politics now extends everywhere. But there is a crying need for strong American leadership in the world, and it's not happening. I mean, just whether you blame the president or whether
the problem you just described happened long before President Trump or Obama. Obama took office. Either one. Yeah.
Since the end of the Cold War, there's been like an idea, we solved that problem. It's over.
I agree. We can't dine out on that anymore. Hey, Bill, thank you for your leadership. Come back soon.
I will.
Good job today. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when he joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.